This program is made possible by BibleWayMedia.org, overseen by the Ooliga Church of Christ in Ooliga, Oklahoma. Thank you for listening.
Hello, ladies. Welcome to A Taste of God's Goodness. Many years ago, an English ship sailing near Turkey was caught in a storm. Since there was no harbor nearby, the captain let down the anchor. But the wind was blowing so fiercely that it began to drag the anchor. It couldn't get a grip on the sandy seabed, so the ship began to drift. Another anchor was let down, but it too refused to take hold, and the ship was drifting nearer and nearer the shore and would soon be stranded. There was only one anchor left, but it was so small that the captain didn't expect it to be of any use. It was let down, and much to the captain's surprise, the chain tightened. Soon the ship was held fast, and by the help of that little anchor, the ship rode out the storm. When the time came to lift the anchors, the large ones came up easily because they hadn't caught onto the seabed, but the small anchor refused to come up. They pulled ever so hard, and little by little, it came up. It was very heavy. But something came up with it. It was another anchor. The small anchor had caught the ring of the anchor of a great battleship that had been lost there years before, and that's why the anchor held so firmly. As we go through this journey of life, we need an anchor. Whether in the harbor during the calm times of our lives or during the storms, our souls need to be anchored for protection. Just as a ship will drift without an anchor, we will drift from God and what is right if we aren't properly anchored. Hebrews 2:1 tells us, "Therefore we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things we have heard, lest at any time we let them slip." Without continual study and application of God's word, we will drift and eventually be far from safety. Drifting isn't something we plan or intend to do. Just as the current of a body of water will move a vessel when it's desired, it will move a vessel that isn't anchored while in the harbor. In the same way, we can be affected and moved by what is going on around us if we don't take action to prevent it. After Adam and Eve's disobedience, they were put out of their garden home because their sin had separated them from God, and they were no longer in a relationship with Him. Their choice to listen to Satan's lies instead of God's instructions brought disease, death, and destruction into the world. Their innocence and the peace that existed between them and God was shattered. In Genesis 3:15, God declared a great spiritual warfare between Satan and the seed of woman, which refers to Christ. Though Satan would inflict a wound to Christ's heel through his death on the cross, Christ would deal a death blow to Satan. Though it appeared that Satan had prevailed when Christ died on the cross, Christ overcame that injury by his resurrection. And when Christ returns to claim his own, he will forever seal the doom of Satan and his servants in eternal destruction, according to Matthew 25:41. Until Christ's death, there was no remedy for our sin. Unlike the animal sacrifices in the Old Testament, which had to be made over and over, and still did not take away sin, according to Hebrews 10:4, Jesus sacrificed himself once for all mankind, Hebrews 9:28, and in many other passages. There will be no other sacrifice. There will be no other Savior. All of us are in need of a Savior because all have sinned and fall short or miss the mark of the glory of God. Just like Adam and Eve, our sin separates us from God, Isaiah 59:1-2 and Romans 3:23. Christ's death gives all of us the opportunity to have our sins removed. All who have faith in the promises of God's word, who repent or turn from their sin, confess that Jesus is the Son of God, and are baptized for the remission of sin, are then free from all sins. All who obey this plan of redemption and remain faithful to it have a wonderful hope of a heavenly home when this life is over. In Revelation 2:10, it says, "Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life." God's pronouncement in Genesis 3:15 is a glorious promise of hope and reconciliation with God. Hebrews 6:19 tells us that this hope is the anchor that keeps our soul. This hope keeps us fastened and secure when life is difficult and unsure. When the troubles and trials come, we can still have the stability available in Christ. We can cling to the promises of His care and faithfulness to us. The only other option is to drift or backslide. The Lord tells us in Luke 9:62 that the one who turns back is not fit for the kingdom of God. If we withstand the temptation to drift away from God's truths and promises, we will receive a crown of life. For those who truly desire a home in heaven, drifting isn't an option. Just as the small anchor needed to be fastened to something bigger than itself in order to be secure, we need to be anchored by something bigger than ourselves to withstand the storms of life and the eternal judgment that is coming for everyone. May we all continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel which we have heard, Colossians 1:23. And that's a taste of God's goodness.
Thank you for listening today. We hope you enjoyed this program. You can find out more about Bible Wave Media by visiting us at BibleWaveMedia.org. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We thank you for listening.